Hi, this is a dictation for Carlos Castro, Carlos Castro, date of birth is 7/31/1966, date of birth is 11/5/2023, and date of service is 4/1/2024. Mr. Carlos Castro Jr. is suffering from the following chief complaints: severe pain in the right shoulder, severe pain in the neck, severe pain in the mid-back, severe pain in the lower back. Left arm pain is getting down to the arm on the left side, involving the thumb and the index finger, as numbness and tingling, and pain in the left hand. Also, he has a pain going down to the left leg, up to the knee posteriorly. These pains are constant, severe, affecting his ADLs. In addition, patient has severe headaches. History of the automobile accident. The patient Carlos Castro Jr., Carlos Castro Jr., he alleges that on 11/5/2023, he was involved in automobile accident around 7:30 p.m. And this accident is responsible for all the symptoms that he is reporting. He was a restaurant driver in a Cadillac truck, and the accident happened on Dearborn, in the city of Dearborn, near Telegraph and Ford Road. The patient reported that he was traveling northbound Telegraph at red light, where he was rear-ended at more than 50 miles an hour speed by another vehicle. He doesn't know which vehicle hit him or the details. The damage to his car was over $7,000. Bumper was damaged, hatch is damaged, rear windshield was broken, trunk is broken, and exhaust system was broken. However, the inside of the car, which includes seat belts, headrest, steering wheel, dashboard, console, everything was okay and not broken. Patient report that he was wearing a seat belt at the time of accident. Airbag was not deployed. He had a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police did come to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. Patient reports that during the impact, he lost his consciousness for a few seconds in the injuries, and his head hit into the headrest back and forth and had a neck whiplash as a result. Left shoulder hit into the seatbelt locking mechanism, as well as seatbelt injured his chest. And no damage to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen as such, but the seat belt injury damaged some blunt trauma to the chest. In addition, patient reports that he has a difficult time walking. He cannot walk without pain. He can sit up to 5 minutes, stand 20 minutes, and he has a problem sitting, painful lower back shooting down to the left posterior leg. Saddle anesthesia towards the left buttock. Sleep disturbance is reported. Numbness and tingling of the left arm is reported. There is no history of lightheadedness, weakness, lethargy, or incontinence of the urine bowel. He also denies any anxiety, depression, panic. Kindly review the chart for the ADL and rest of the history. Regarding the pain, patient reports that he has a constant pain in the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is 6, mid-back pain 8, lower back pain is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is a constant radiation from the neck down to the left arm laterally, involving thumb and the index finger all the way, and it is constant, and many times it is felt like pain, many times it is felt like numbness and tingling. Pain in the middle back is 8 and lower back pain is 6, which is shooting down to the left buttock only up to the knee, posteriorly in S1 S2 terminatum fashion. No incontinence of the urine, bowel, or any other major symptoms are reported. In addition, the patient has a dull chest pain in the front of the chest, and it is bothering him taking deep breaths. Most of these pains are described as continuous throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching. The intensity of the pain varies from 3 to 8 depending on the day, and his ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports that his pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing in the modifying factor for the pain, and the pain is improved by nothing. Patient reports of weakness of the left arm, and he has dropped his phone, sometimes dinner plates, and the constant numbness, tingling of the left thumb and the index finger is present. So far in the investigation patient report, he has had an MRI of the left shoulder, neck and back, and x-rays. Patient report that in the past treatment, so far he has had treatment with the please mention that the date of accident is 11/5/2023. Date of birth is actually 7/31/1966, in case I made any mistake. Date of birth for Carlos Castro is 7/31/1966. Date of accident is 11/5/2023. And date of service is 4/1/2024. So regarding the past treatment, patient report that he has seen a primary care physician, Dr. Wuhan, who ordered the MRIs. He has seen an orthopedic surgeon two times and with cortisone shot. Physical therapy with Dr. Wuhan office was done, no chiropractic treatment, only medications. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, and for allergy history, then family history, employment history, and legal history, as well as the personal history, ADLs also. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 139/105, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100, temperature 98.1, height 5 feet 5 inches, weight 160 pounds. This patient, Mr. Carlos Castro Jr., is a 56-year-old gentleman of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, and not, there is no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using an adaptive device. Patient has all the DMEs required, like back brace, neck brace. Rest of the exam comes from the template. The chest expansion is completely normal. No fractured ribs are noticed, no crepitation or wheezing. Neurological examination, psychiatric exam is normal. Musculature examination. The quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally and paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 are in spasm with trigger points. The trapezius muscle on the left side, middle fiber, are also in spasm. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention inspection palpation from the template, normal. Spine tenderness is present minimally at L4, L5, and S1 area. Some spasm is noticed at the left shoulder in the rotator cuff muscles. Some tenderness is noticed in T5 to T7. And the lumbar spine MRI is not available, or possibly it has not been done. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, the extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. So, manifold is to identify, reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, but Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive. Dyspeptic test is positive, proto heart test is negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test, clump test is negative, lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive 40 degrees, and Bruggenski Kernig test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Dreger test negative. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints are mildly tender bilaterally, but range of motion is normal. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. The Faber test positive bilaterally. Conflent test positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder and left hand, the rest of the extremities are completely normal, which includes the right upper extremity and both lower extremities. All the joints are completely normal range. Motor power is normal. Reflexes are normal. In the left upper extremity, motor power is 4/5. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that on inspection, there is no fracture, dislocation, or any other deformity. On palpation, there is no crepitation or any other tenderness, swelling. And range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and it's painful beyond this range. Muscle strength 4/5. The rotator cuff testing was positive for Hawking candidate test. And then speed test positive, near test is positive, anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. In the hand and wrist examination, the Tinel sign, Phalen sign are negative, and inspection palpation doesn't reveal any pathology like deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, or any myelopathy signs. Muscle weakness is not present. Atrophy is not present of the thin or prominence. And motor power is 4/5. Circulation is intact. Diagnosis. V89.2XXD. Z79.891. In the CNS, R51, R42. Nerves, M79.2. Muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.26. M54.08, M54.14, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine, M54.17, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Carlos Castro is from the template treatment plan. The patient is allowed to have a physical therapy for now at 3 times per week. His injury is almost 4 months old now, 5 months old, and he has had some therapy already done. So the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder with traction and massage, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, laser treatment. Patient is disabled. He is placed for light duty job 6 hours, 7 days for 0 pound lifting limit and housework replacement. The patient is able to do this job because he is on light duty, but his maps are reviewed and non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs is as follows. There is no lumbar spine MRI available. In the cervical spine, patient has a bulging disc at C3-4 with the compression of left T4 nerve root. C4-5, this diffuse disc bulge with bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing and indentation on the left C5 nerve root. In C5-6, there is a bulging disc again with the bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing and left exiting C6 nerve root being indented. C6-7, there is a diffuse disc bulge without any spinal stenosis. Sort of six pine freshman has a chronic grade 1 anterior wedge compression deformity of C5 to T7 with 20% reduction in the body height. Unknown whether it is related to the accident or not. No evidence of any disc herniation or central canal or neural foramen stenosis. In the left shoulder MRI, there is a supraspinatus tendinosus, superior subscapularis tendinosus, subluxation of the biceps tendon, subchondral edema, chondral thinning of the glenohumeral articular surface, circumferential lateral strains. Patient is most likely going to require surgical consultation for his shoulder, which will be ordered. Injection treatment have also been recommended for the affected areas. This is part of the interventional pain procedure. And in the thoracic spine, nothing need to be done except possibly a referral to a spinal surgeon for a possible spinal cord stimulation device and or surgical options. Lumbar spine MRI has not been done, that'll be ordered. Surgical options are discussed now. And he'll be referred to spinal surgeon and the orthopedic surgeon. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. Upon follow-up visit. Oh, sorry. I am ordering an EMG and a nerve conduction test of the left upper extremity and left lower extremity. And an MRI of the lumbar spine. The investigations. DMEs, patient already has the back brace, neck brace, tension. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.